he's forcing the FAA now to withdraw a contract they gave to Verizon to modernize communication inside the air traffic control system and to hire Musk's own company, Starlink, to do it instead. Elon tweeted on Thursday that Verizon's existing system is on the brink of a catastrophic breakdown, which is comforting. It's like, oh, is someone from the fucking FAA going to tell us that? Or do we just have to take the word of the ketamine-addled fucking billionaire who's running the government? By the way, if we don't put in Starlink, air traffic control is going to have a catastrophic meltdown. It's like, is that what we're left to do to figure out whether we should fly or not? Like, is someone at the FAA going to come give a press conference, tell us about their fucking air traffic control communication system? Or no, it's just Elon tweeting.
I would just note that my bag is packed on the couch in your office, and the second we finish recording this, I'm going to leave the studio and go get on an airplane to fly home.
Well, luckily he said it's we're a couple months away.
Well, look, I'm right here. I'm really leaning into the definition of the word brink.
He tweeted this in response to this story about Elon trying to push them to cancel the Verizon contract so they could do Starlink. And he said, well, no. It's the Verizon thing's on the brink of catastrophic breakdown, and I'm providing Starlink units at no cost to the taxpayer for now. Then he corrected himself and said, actually, the existing system that's on the verge of a catastrophic breakdown isn't Verizon's. It's another company. The new system that's not yet operational is Verizon, but now we're canceling that and giving Starlink the contract instead.
The funny thing is I knew this from the beginning, and I'm not even in charge of Doge, because if you just read the words in the article, it's very clear that Verizon is the new system.
Un-fucking-believable.